Blog Talk Radio.
I dare you to lose your mind for increase.
increase, increase. Increase. Increase, increase. Just text two people, say increase. Increase. Text somebody, say increase, increase. Increase. Increase.
Not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
Keep telling you to be stronger. what you say. When will it end? You can just lift your hands up. He will heal. He will provide. No.
Why don't we pray? So gently. I want this to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factor. Here joining me, your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. For this evening, this is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. And we are also blessed to be sponsored by Ball Links. There's not a whole lot more to say about Raw Links. It's just, you just need to check them out. You know, simple as that. Jewelry, custom-made jewelry that will fit any taste. Check out Raw Links. These are all both brainchilds of our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Without whom, none of this would be possible. So keep him in your prayers and give him his props for his creations. Tonight we're going to be doing a little poetry, little music, and we'll see what else transpires. But of course, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. You're listening in on another media way or platform. That number you must dial in before the 10 o'clock hour. Excuse me, for 11 o'clock if you want to continue at the overtime. But before we get started, I would like to bring us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this evening, first and foremost asking for your forgiveness for those things that we've done that were not pleasing to you, those things that we are doing now that are not pleasing to you. And those things that you already know that we're going to do. Don't abandon us, Father. Be with us. Walk us through this. Help us to defy the urge to disobey your word. Father God, we offer up this platform for you this evening to have your way. We will just present what we present, Father God, knowing that you will use it as you choose to do. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to praise you so. Father God, I ask your blessings upon the Epiphany family, the callers, the listeners, and the members. Meet them all, Father, they need to be met, whether it be financially, medically, spiritually, emotionally, Father God, you know that they need them. Touch them, Lord, continue to prosper them. I ask that you would put your protective hedge of protection around the children, Father God. Times are getting worse and worse where they're just being killed, they're being violated, they're just being attacked. Father God, protect them. Father, we just place all of this in your precious hands. We stand knowing that you will do what needs to be done, and we thank you, Father God, in advance. And it is in the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that I pray. Amen. Yes, we can't start a platform without asking for his protection, his guidance, his lead in this. The music I chose today kind of, well, in my head anyway, told a bit of a story. It started out with, bless me. You wouldn't ask for a blessing if you didn't know that they were going to. They could be done. So to me, it's almost like an acknowledgement of God being God. And we follow that with, he has his hands on you. Now, that's twofold for me. One, you're speaking life into a situation, speaking it as if it is happening. It's a declaration of your trust. You know, it's a little exercise in bridling the tongue momentarily. You know, it is a powerful song for me. And then when you say, start it off with have your way, if that's not submission, that's not surrender. Because he's bringing you through those things, man, you better worship him. You better praise him. You better talk about him. You better show your acknowledgement, your gratitude. He didn't have to do anything for any of us. He chose to, despite it. But anyway, I'm not going to stop preaching or none of that. I'm going to do a poem. This is a poem I just wrote recently. It's called Daddy. Do you have a moment for me, Dad? Bend your ear for just a minute. You see, between these times and some things I'm going through, there are times that make me wonder if you're still in it. Are you still here, Dad? Or have you had enough and left me high and dry? The very thought of you leaving me causes my very soul to break down and cry. I don't mean no disrespect, but lately it seems like you're pulling away. It seems life gets worse and worse each and every day. I thought I understood your word to say it with me forever. You would stay, so where are you? Friends dropping dead left and right. These finances so disarrayed it gives me a fright. Sleep eludes me just about every night. Yeah, I know I fall short, but I think I'm trying, Father. But it seems I may as well change my name to Just Can't Get Right. So keep it real with me, Dad. Have you left me? Talk to me. Talk to me like you did Moses and Saul, Adam and Eve. Clear out whatever or whoever it is that's keeping me from hearing from thee. Speak to me clearly and as succinctly as you did with Moses when you told him to part the Red Sea. Forgive me, Dad, if it seems I've lost faith in you, because I haven't. The proof, just read my heart. If you see there that I do trust and that I do believe, then help me, Dad. Won't you help me, please? But if you find disbelief within me, then I'll understand why it feels that you have left me. And although I pray fervently that it won't be perfect for me. Wait a minute. Didn't I just offer for you to read my heart? Duh. I should have seen this right from the start. What I invited you to read and all I needed to achieve are found within me, if they be true. So all this pity party is just me allowing the enemy's smokescreen to shield, divert, and block me from thee. Daddy, forgive me for dropping my guard and getting Satan's right jab in his left hook. I almost got knocked out from my joy's crook. What is wrong with me? I have history with you walking and communicating with me. Yes, hallelujah. How in the world did this defeatist thought process come to be? As if I don't have first-hand knowledge of the love, protection, and grace of the Most High Holy Trinity. Abba, Father, Daddy, please restore me. Restore me to the place that I am supposed to be, walking strong and righteously as a living example of life with thee. I had a momentary lapse in judgment. Now I'm back, fighting desperately to rise above my lack. The difference this time is it is coming from my heart and my belief and doubt and skepticism I have overcome. I am now totally focused on you. I am beyond my slack. Thank you, Daddy, for putting up with me, tolerating, and forgiving me. From this point forward, as in Matthew 6 and 33, total focus and desire and drive is devoted wholeheartedly to thee.
know it seems like the storm will never pass, and it seems like the rain will never end. The Red Sea is in front of you, Pharaoh and his army behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you, but he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Did it for me. He'll do it for you.
To every broken person that may hear this song.
Yeah. To every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl.
Aaron nine, when he died for me. Yeah. Oh, mercy. He raised me. Aaron nine.
Losing a continuous fight with this thing called pride.
But I finally acknowledged, recognized, located, and caught up with his butt. And you well knew where he was camped out all the time. Comfortably. Chilling, carefree, way down deep inside of me. So to myself, I must apologize. I apologize for those moments when I allowed pride to cause you harm. I apologize for when I allowed pride to bamboozle me and insidiously make me mute to your vociferously silent alarm. To me, myself, and I apologize for those in the heat of the moment decisions that birth negative consequences and repercussions, some of which have yet to manifest. I apologize for those times when I knew better, and yet I still fell short. Said yes. I'm so sorry, self, to put you through all this. I'm sorry for the convictions and restrictions and all the other chaos I've ever brought to the table, blocking and preventing us many, many times from being fully blessed. Now, riddle me this, Batman. How can I claim to be a child of the Most High and not join apologies with forgiveness? So hear me and hear me now, self. I forgive you, me, us, with the most earnest humility. I will fervently strive to no longer invite, nurture, or empower unforgiveness by allowing this powerfully powerless spirit to passively yet aggressively ever again challenge and get the best of me. I will do better by remembering to whom we belong and who it is that we serve and praise. In doing this, we are securing the best life imaginable, one that will last far beyond these trying earthly mortal days. Heavenly Father, I ask that you bear witness to these words and examine my heart, and if what you find is contrary to my words, convict me and correct me that these words be made true. My apologies and forgiveness to me all stem from my attempts to be more and more like you. But I do know and happily accept it cannot be done without complete and total submission to you. I apologize to you and then to myself for all the decisions that have prolonged my receiving mental and spiritual wealth. With every fiber of my woe-begotten and blood-redeemed soul, I also thank you, Lord, for allowing me to come through all of that. And in you, I am now complete. Oh.
One bad decision after the next. Not a second or another minute. Not an hour or another day. But at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way. As you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left. While I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right away. Things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord, please make a way. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Once again, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. This is the Inspiration Factory, and I'm your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. We're going to keep things moving right along. I have a piece that, but it's one that still resonates with many, something that needs prayed upon. This is called The Invisible Masses. Hello? Can you see me? Does anybody see me? I feel transparent, invisible, as if I were a ghost, an invisible entity trapped between the worlds of the living and the dead, unseen and ignored by humanity over and over again. I can feel myself, sometimes smell myself, and I vaguely remember that I was once able to feel joy. But now mostly I feel sadness, loneliness, abandonment, neglect, shame, and pain. I can no longer pinpoint how all this came to be. I just know that I am in a world where no one sees or cares about me. Trapped in this land of the world against me. A prisoner of hunger, tears, hopelessness, and poverty. Don't think for a moment this was by my own design. I didn't wake up and say, I want to exist like this. Jobs lost, evictions, convictions, and restrictions have all played a part in me ending up existing in a world that has no heart. If I try hard enough, I can sometimes catch a glimpse of my former life. One where I laughed and dined and danced and took simple pleasures for granted. Things like sleeping in a bed, going to the fridge and grabbing a snack, or simply greeting someone would actually greet me back. But alas, those are just fleeting memories of a life once lived. Now I am a vaporous, invisible being with no place to call home so aimlessly through the streets and parks and back alleys I roam. I am so much more than this soiled shell of a man. I once had a job, a roof over my head, a family to love. Then my world came to an end, and here I am aimlessly roaming, begging and freezing without coat, scarf, or glove. This is far from where I want to be, but I see no way out. I'm trapped in an existence of poverty and homelessness in what claims to be the wealthiest country in the world. And yet millions are invisible like me, trapped where no one cares, where within my desolation I am viewed with disdain and with scorn. Boy, what I wouldn't give for a decent meal and a bath and a good night's sleep. To be able to regularly brush my teeth and without disgust, look into a mirror and comb my washed hair. Instead of trying to clean up and being met by unkind words or that you are pathetic stare. But I suppose all that is too much to ask, for no one cares. I see hundreds walk past me each and every day, and they're afraid to give eye contact, or God forbid, just greet me, or acknowledge me. Instead, they have absolutely nothing. I've almost forgotten I'm actually a real human being, since so many have passed without caring or taking notice. I no longer care what is to become. Perhaps in death, I will finally be free, and then, just maybe, someone will see. Does it anyone see that there are many, like me, who through no fault of our own are prisoners of homelessness and poverty? Many of us are not the drug addicts you soothe your conscience by labeling us. We are merely victims of economic misfortune, not seeping sores oozing with pus. We are you, without the blessings you currently receiving. We are fellow humans with feelings and dreams. We are not all addicts or con artists with the gift of gab and habits or schemes. Nearly down on our luck, in need of a hand, but we are the invisible, and without we are the homeless, the invisible you see every day. God bless you all. Maybe one day, to bless us as well. Hello? Does anybody see me? You see me?
Every day, but one thing remains the same. God, you still win me over. Your mercies are new every morning. Your love never changes.
You are the perfect love.
Nobody's
sweeter. Nobody. I'm still mesmerized by you. Lord, I'm still amazed by you. I am overwhelmed because of you. You still win me over.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is your strength. Help me sing it.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
The joy.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Somebody needs to know today.
The joy of the Lord.
Oh, the joy.
Yeah. worship right tonight, God. We'll pour our love on you. Break open our box. Give you everything.
From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and down. All that I am will shout, and my worship rise like a sweet perfume. I'll pour my
like a sweet perfume.
Now pour my love, all over you. Let my worship rise like a sweet perfume. I pour my love, all over you.
I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better when I look back over what he brought me through. I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better, when I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it, because I had you to hold on to, but I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
would have made it. Oh, oh, oh. Never could have made it. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Soon. in here tonight if you want to.
Jesus will soon.
make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning loud. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Hello, hello. Testing on the mic. Testing on the mic. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I see we're going to talk about the praise. The praises of... Yeah. Can you hear me now? Testing 1-2 on the mic. I can't hear you. Sorry, I can't hear you.
How about now? Can you hear me?
I got you now. Got you now. There you
perfect,
are.
Perfect. Who do you have on the mic?
This is, you know, I got a stage name I go by, and it's been for many years, but it's way busy. How you doing?
Okay, okay, great. Welcome, my brother. Welcome. Well, you got here right at the berry.
Yeah, well, it's good to be here. You know, it's good to be somewhere where, you know, at least people who you could be talking to could possibly be reflecting what you'd be projecting. You understand that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's why I like to show up. That's why I like to show up at places like this. This is like destiny, you know what I mean?
There you go. I don't believe in coincidences.
No. This is real talk, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people out there going through a lot of different things. I understand. You know, each of us come equipped with abilities, and these abilities, God-given abilities. And when God gives you ability, he gives you the ability to see yourself. If you ever saw yourself, you would have to be able to look past what you think, what you say, and what you do. You understand?
Absolutely.
Preach, my brother. Yes, sir. And so when you try to
figure that gift out.
Yeah.
It's just for us to you and let him do the rest.
The best part is when you can see yourself, you know what I mean? And then you think to yourself, well, you've been messing up. And that's okay because right at that moment you get to see yourself, and then when you acknowledge yourself, well, how do you suppose you saw yourself in the first dang place, you know? God had to show you yourself, and then you were able to say, oh, God, you know, and oh, God means something these days. You understand?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's amazing. I tell people all the time that I cheat when I write my pieces because my daddy has it. Yeah, he's the one. I'm just the pen. He's the power behind it. And it's so humbling and such an honor that he can use a knucklehead like me for whatever purposes he can.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the way God works, you know, knucklehead like me. And, you know, sometimes people be thinking all kinds of stuff, you know, and a knucklehead, you know, it takes a knucklehead a little bit of time for that stuff to sink through that hard head. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when the truth starts sinking down into who you are, well, that could only happen because Christ sits on the seat of who you are and connected your mind and your heart, so you have one mind, which would be the mind of Christ, which would be meant for people outside of yourself. It would have their best interest in your thought process, so you could do what you called to do in love. You know what I'm saying? And I know. I've had many assaults placed up against the love inside of my heart, and every time there's an assault placed upon it, it lets me know one thing, first and foremost, that love is genuine, true love, and that puts a smile back on my face, and I'm continue doing what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, in the midst of the storm, you can find peace.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you find yourself on eagle's wings, because an eagle, when it sees the storm, it goes above the storm and just keeps on going.
Okay. You can rise above it. And my mommy used to always tell me, consider the source and rise above it. You know.
Those daily
think about how
much you can rise above it.
The power we have. Yeah.
The thing
about
that ability.
You definitely have the ability. if he just remembers.
Oh, yeah, we got ability. We got ability. This is where I was going to say, so you beat me to it, though. But, yeah, abilities. God gives you abilities. God-given abilities. If you can't see your abilities, your God-given abilities, you're blind. You're going to say something that's contrary to the truth until God shows you what you're doing. You ain't going to stop. And sometimes folks don't even listen to when God be telling them, and that's what's really kicking them in the butt later on. But I'm like, well, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about this right now. Whoa, look it. I know, check it out. This is the truth, man. Look at these people be tripping and stuff. They be tripping, you know, because when they go in the Word of God, I said, look, you going to go in the Word of God? They go, yeah. I go, okay, where are you going? They go, we're going to New Testament. I go, New Testament? They said, yeah, New Testament. I said, like, you mean like Matthew, Mark, and Luke and all that, right? And they go, yeah, yeah. And I listen to them tell me all this stuff, right, about New Testament. I go, what about Luke 21:20? And they go, Luke 21:20. I go, yeah, what about that one? I go, you all ain't going to fulfill that law. You ain't going to fulfill, you ain't fulfilling that part of the word. And they go, what you mean? I go, go look at what it says. It says, when you see the Roman armies surrounding Jerusalem, better get out of there and go to Pella. But do you live in Jerusalem? No. Are you going to be in Jerusalem and you're going to be keeping point for the Roman armies coming around there? No. So why are you telling everybody all this stuff, man? Why are you telling people all this stuff? And you don't even know what you're talking about, man. That's tripping me out, man, because I'm just like, I want to kick him in the neck. God said, no, I ain't kicking him in the neck. That's not what we're going to do. Just tell him the truth. I go, all right.
Yeah. The Bible tells you to study to show thyself approved, because you never know when you're going to have to pull upon the word to save your life or another's life.
Well, you know, that's the thing. God has a responsibility. He has to transfer responsibility to you because he made you alive in his word. You know, the word of God is alive. Mm-hmm. It's Jesus is the living word of God. If you open up the word of God, you'd be sitting at the feet of Jesus. And when you sit at the feet of Jesus, you ain't there to tell God something about what somebody said, about what God says to, you know what I'm saying, to you that they think, you know, because when you listen to what people think that God is saying to you, that's where a lot of stuff is happening, and that's what we call the religious system in the 21st century. How do we fulfill the law in the 21st century? Because the law, remember the law, they were under the law back in the first century. We only can go back to the first century when the Spirit takes us back and shows us what happened when there was time. And when there was time, the law that they were under was a light unto them to show them their need of their Messiah, who they couldn't see spiritually speaking, because they'd be saying stuff like, oh, that's Jesus. Oh, we know him. That's Joseph and Mary. Ain't no Joseph and Mary kid. Shut up. That ain't what's happening. Just let me tell you something. They go, no. I go, no, you tell me. No. Don't do it like that. Listen, boy. And they go, no, you listen. And I go, look, I got time to fight, argue, or debate, or backbite, or devour people, because I'm in Christ, in the body of Christ. We don't do none of that stuff. So why don't you sit down and peep what I'm saying, clown?
Or we'll just have to agree to disagree. Because when you reach some that just refuse to hear that, the Bible also tells you, you don't cast your pearls before swine. So, you know, you can try, you know, and give of your understanding. And so you planted that seed and you're done. It may take it coming from someone else for it to actually click. You know, so we plant them seeds and you have somebody else to nurture it, somebody else to water it. But at the end, God will give the increase. But we do our little part and sit down, because, you know, like a child, you could tell a child something and he just blocks it out. But one of his peers tell him the exact same thing, and I take it to heart. You know, so we can't save the world, and it's not our job to save them all. But we can just put the word out there and allow God to do the rest. And that's the wonderful thing about the body of Christ. We all have a position, and it works together like a well-oiled machine. Oh, he's wonderful. It's just us to get in the way. And we need to pray for discernment so that we can recognize his hand in our lives, you know, and more than just hindsight. I don't know how many times I look back at something. Yeah, that was God that brought me through that mess. But had I been more discerning, I would have noticed his warning signs to prevent me from getting in that mess. He's a wonderful God. He's a gift for all that praise. And he is worthy to be praised. By the way, did you happen to brought a poem to share with us tonight?
Are there?
Are you still there? Well, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to close the mic, play a song, then I'll open your mic again after that song just in case you have a piece to share with us. Just give me one sec. Oh, I see where the caller's call has dropped, unfortunately. So we're going to line things up with a few songs.
There's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God. Until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won. Way before the fight began.
care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That said you ain't going nowhere, you ain't.